Some time ago, I discussed Wi-Fi light switches, NAS SC01W1, NAS SC01W3. I showed how to change their firmware and specified the pinouts of their non-standard Wi-Fi module, ESP8266MZV1. Now it's time for a dimmer from the same series. Here, I will also provide the necessary information for those who want to change the batch for it. This time briefly, the specifics themselves, as a similar situation has already been discussed in the forum. Dimmer NAS-DM01W. This product can also be purchased on Polish mail order services. It costs about PLN 100, $25, but thanks to shipping from our country, we can receive it literally in 2 days. Let's see for a start what is included in the kit. It seems there is only manual attached. They didn't even give the screws. Anyway, let's look inside. Here we have a Wi-Fi module ESP8266MZV1, NEO, touch button controller BS813A1, microcontroller in the role of Tuya MCU, SB10FHG A0TISK1938, PCB designation NAS-DM01W0TV4, 2019-0530. The microcontroller from Tuya MCU connects to ESP8266 via UART. It will not be possible to upload firmware without cutting the paths or putting Tuya MCU in reset state. Here you can also deal differently with cutting Tuya MCU from Wi-Fi module for programming time. You can solder R50 and R51. See PCB photos. The ESP8266MZV1 leads are not compatible with TYWE3S ESP12F. See this topic for details. Detailed topic about dimmer and TASMOTE. If you don't want to cut the tracks slash solder the MCU to upload the batch, then you should try Tuya Convert. Tuya MCU communication with Wi-Fi module. The Tuya MCU transmits variables to itself with the Wi-Fi module via the UART, using a special protocol for this. Tuya MCU variables are identified by their ID, and in order to add support for this switch to TASMOTA, we need to know what is available under which ID. Specially for you, I collected the communication of this switch with Tuya MCU. I just tapped with the UART adapter first, the RX-TX line, looking from the Wi-Fi modules. And then TX-RX, and decoded it with a tool specially written for this. But about that another time. Here are the results. There are two important variables. Bool type ID1, status of the on-off switch. Value type ID2, brightness level, range from 0 to 1000. I still detected variables with IDs 3 and 4, but I didn't detect how they could be used. The ID of this device is PE-PKF6-GAAOF-GOAT-9BK 1.0.0-M0. Some sample packets overheard from Tuya MCU. Here's some information for the curious, or for those wanting to e.g. program the ESP to control the dimmer yourself. Package that sets the state of the switch to on. Package that sets the brightness to 10%, 100 with a maximum value of 1000. The welcome package, Tuya MCU greets the Wi-Fi module and presents its ID. The screenshots are from my Tuya MCU decoding tool, which I will present another time. Summary. This was a slightly shorter topic than usual, but TASMOTA has been discussed on the forum more than once. The Tuya MCU protocol also has its own separate topic. The dimmer on TASMOTA and Tuya MCU I have also already presented, and the twin switch also based on ESP8266-MZV1 module I showed less than a month ago. On the other hand, the original Tuya application I have already discussed from 2 years ago. Although, I hope that the information shown here will be useful to someone. What I have provided here should be enough to make this product cloud-free. I will just remind here that in the case of Tuya MCU, it is the additional MCU that usually takes care of everything, and the Wi-Fi module only sends or receives commands to it. This is why we are only interested in the IDs of the variables and their types. we are not looking here, as usual, for which pin is the relay on. If, on the other hand, you hit something no longer on ESP, but on BK, you can refer to this topic, Dimmer EDM 01AAEU 300W on BK7231 and Tuya MCU configuration.